This is Martin Pierce, and you're listening to the official podcast series for Foodista.com's International Food Blogger Conference. With the conference only days away and the anticipation for the three-day event growing, we grabbed a few of the people behind the conference to talk about what attendees can expect and how others can get involved. I am here with Barnaby Dorfman of Foodista.com, founder and CEO. Welcome.
Thank you.
So you're the organizer of the International Food Blogger Conference coming up this weekend. Tell us a little bit about Foodista and your inspiration for creating the conference.
Sure. Well, Foodista is an online cooking encyclopedia that we launched in December of last year. And really what we're trying to build is the largest encyclopedia of cooking information that's ever existed. And doing that online, similar to Wikipedia, so anybody can come in and provide content. And we organize the information in a way that's new in that we break it out into different categories. A lot of cooking sites have recipes, but what we have is information on foods, cooking techniques, kitchen tools, and then recipes, which are actually combinations of all of those things.
Okay.
And so in thinking about how we're going to build this community, we started reaching out to food bloggers and getting to know the food blogging community. We started food blogging about a year and a half ago ourselves. And what we found was that it's kind of this exploding area, and it's very new. And, you know, essentially the medium is evolving faster than kind of the norms and standards that normally you see happen in a new media because it's just so fast. And what we realized is that there are a lot of people out there who don't have a background in journalism and are struggling with the technology. They're struggling with kind of the ethics of the space. And
okay.
When somebody sends you a case of something for free, can you accept it or not?
Sure.
What should you say? And just lots and lots of questions and lots of people who want to get together and communicate but haven't had a chance to do that. And
interesting.
So
what was the inspiration?
So I've had a career in technology for about 15 years now. I spent 7 of those at Amazon, was
okay.
A vice president there. But before that, I had a career in food. I was actually a general manager of a chain of bakery cafes in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
And went back to business school and got into technology. And I've always been looking for ways of bringing together these two passions, food and technology.
So can you tell us a little bit more about the three themes for the conference, food, technology, and writing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so Seattle, you know, it's not a Seattle event per se. It's the International Food Blogger Conference, but Seattle's a great platform for that. It's such a great food town, you know, ranging from Pike Place Market, which is an amazing market, to just some really interesting things going on in the chef space here, to all the producers in the wine country here. And so starting with food, we just felt that since the subject matter is food and food bloggers, bring people together and feed them. So we have a number of top chefs from town and then just a lot of great wines and producers. Sur La Table, which is a local company, but they're national. They have a chain of stores around the country, came in as our premier sponsor, and they've been great. They're putting together an amazing
great premier sponsor to have, that's for sure.
They are, and they're putting together a goodie bag for the attendees that is going to be amazing. But so food was kind of one of, you know, that first starting place. And then the second is technology. And I think the reason for that, for actually having that as part of the conference, is that many people who are blogging about food are, you know, they're not technologists per se. I mean, they're using the tools that they're available to anyone online. But they have questions about how do you put a picture online, or how do you, you know, what is the difference between hosting your own blog and having it on, say, WordPress.com,
sure.
Kinds of questions. So we want to address those issues. And then the third is really around writing. The medium is still writing, and some of the elements there, one of the sessions is going to be around finding your voice. You know, some people just started blogging and it comes to them naturally. Others, you know, they're really, really passionate about a specific subject,
sure.
But they're still developing their writing skills. And then I think as a subset of that, you've got issues of like intellectual property. So we're going to have an attorney in to talk about, copyright as it applies to recipes and the limits on that, and just other kind of legal and ethical issues around writing online.
Interesting. So, I mean, what is your goal for people to take away from this conference?
Well, I think, you know, it really started with let's get a group of people in a room to talk about these issues. And it sort of exploded from there. You know, we thought maybe 50 people now. I think we're going to have a total of over 100 people involved.
I hear you've been sold out for a while.
Yeah, we have. It just, you know, and again, it was kind of – we really struck a chord with some folks. But in terms of the goal, you know, for us it was really having these conversations get started, because we think that there are substantive issues that need to be worked out. And we don't have the answers. And so it was really about bringing people together and create an initial community that can then continue online. And you know, it's funny because on the web, people think about, you know, everybody's sort of at a distance and there's separation. But these communities do form, and it's reinforcing when they can get together in a room together and kind of take it to the next level and continue it over time.
So absolutely.
Building community, I guess, is our main goal.
It sounds like you struck a chord with the local community for sure.
Local and
Beyond, actually.
Yeah. We've got someone coming from Ireland. When we first decided to do it, we didn't want to limit it to Seattle, so we called it the International Food Blogger Conference, and we were really excited when the first Canadian registered because then we were international.
You can always count on the Canadians.
Exactly. Well, especially being so close to Canada. But then we started seeing people from all over Canada and the United States. We have people coming in from Massachusetts and New York and Florida and Toronto and I think Quebec, and someone coming from Ireland. It definitely struck a chord.
So in general, in the food blogging community, what trends are you seeing happening?
Well, I think, one of the things that's happening with the changes in traditional media and so many print publications going out of business, unfortunately, and then also fragmentation. You think about primetime television, that NBC is only going to have 2 hours of primetime in the fall.
Yep.
It's kind of created a vacuum, especially if you're promoting a food product, a cookbook, a wine. Kind of some of the people that you would talk to in the past to tell them about your product are no longer at those businesses, or those businesses don't exist. So what we're seeing is food bloggers are not even stepping in, but rather being sucked into the vacuum that's been created to get the word out about new food-related businesses. And so that's one trend we're seeing just accelerating. There are also a lot of other issues of kind of real cutting-edge stuff like Twitter. Like how does Twitter work with a blog? What's the how often should you tweet? And should you follow everybody who follows you? And, kind of all those issues. But because bloggers are so, out there, if you will, and producing longer-form content, what's the relationship between kind of microblogging and regular blogging? And there's so much exciting stuff going on in food right now, mm-hmm. from direct trade, beyond fair trade, to concerns and issues of health with the various scares we've had with like the peanut butter and E. coli. And people are much more interested in understanding where their food comes from, how it's going to impact their health, how it's going to impact the society they live in and the economy, and a myriad of different things. And I guess the other thing about the economy is, because of the recession, people are staying home and cooking more. And so that's increasing, kind of the interest in subjects, around how to prepare different foods.
Or diversification.
Exactly.
Because you're having to be more creative because nobody can afford to go out to dinner anymore,
right. Yeah.
Unfortunately. So, based on the response that you've had to this, it's probably too soon to ask you since we're, less than a week away from your first IFBC. But based on the initial response, are there plans to bring about others moving forward?
Nothing concrete. I think we want to get through this because we feel we've planned something that's going to be really pretty spectacular and life-changing for folks. And then, see what the learnings are, see what the feedback is. What do people want more of? What do they want less of, if anything? And then also really, because we are a technology company and we are, foodista.com is a website about cooking. How do we take that to the web and perpetuate it over time, sort of, if we do another one of these events, kind of keep it going between the events?
Sure.
And part of that is we're going to be doing a live webcast video of the event itself that'll be available for free on our website during the event. And then afterward, we'll also have other podcasts like this available for folks.
That's fantastic, because clearly there's definite interest in this conference. And
yep.
Obviously, if everyone can attend, it's a great way for them to be a part of it. Thank you very much for your time.
Great. Thank you.
My name's Gracie Doyle, and I'm the communications manager for North Star Winery in Walla Walla.
Fantastic. So can you tell us why San Michel decided to get involved with the International Food Bloggers Conference?
I really believe that winemaking is a mix of art and science, just like cooking or journalism or blogging. We use the art of blending to make the Merlots, combined with all of our research in the lab on tannins and oak regimes to make the final product. And we thought this was a great story to tell, and since bloggers are sort of on the leading edge of storytelling and getting out the word about different things, this would be a great audience for us.
Absolutely.
And it's in our own backyard in Seattle.
Which doesn't hurt. So how is your company involved with foodista.com's International Food and Bloggers Conference?
Well, we'll be at the Friday night opening cocktail party.
Okay.
I'll be there pouring North Star Merlot, our flagship Columbia Valley Merlot, as well as, and this is a little bit exciting because we've never done this, I'll be pouring some of the blending varietals that go into the final blend of the Merlot.
Oh, nice.
So that attendees can taste through them and really kind of see what the different varietals add to the final blend. Which is not something we normally do. We make some of the blending varietals in very small quantities, and usually you can only get them at the winery.
Sure.
So that's kind of exciting for us, and I'm really interested to see what everyone thinks. We'll be pouring a Petit Verdot and a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Wow, that sounds nice. How does the vision for your company align with the vision for the conference?
Well, you know, as I said, we're always looking at ways to get our story out to more audiences.
Okay.
And you know, as you know, as a communications professional, the traditional media is just changing so much these days and contracting, and there's not really as many of the traditional outlets of reviews and feature articles in newspapers and things like that. And we really think that social networking media and bloggers are on the cutting edge of these are the new storytellers.
Absolutely.
And these are who people are going to find out, you know, what's new and what's interesting. And we're just really excited to be a part of that.
How does your company engage in social media relative to getting your message out or making announcements or whatever it is that you do? Like, what are you guys actively doing?
Well, we've actually got a lot of exciting things we're working on now. We're going to be starting a winemaker blog on our website. We have websites for all of our wineries, and NorthStarMerlot.com is our website for North Star. Our winemaker puts periodic updates up there to kind of be interactive with the folks that are going to the site, but we're going to actually start a winemaker blog.
So what part of the conference are you most excited for?
Well, I'm really excited for Friday night. I think it's going to be really neat to just see everyone come in, and it's the first event. I'm really interested to hear the coffee and chocolate blending that the guys from Theo and One Pot One Pot and Cafe Vita are going to be doing. Just, I'm really excited in general. I've never been to a conference like this, and just to see how folks feel about the wines and the pairing with the food. I think there's going to be a lot of seafood at Friday night's cocktail party, and a lot of people don't think of red wine as going particularly well with shellfish or sushi or seafood, but I think that people will be pleasantly surprised.
It's going to be a decadent weekend.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
My name is Susanna Lindsay, and I work for Sur La Table, and I'm the media relations manager, which means I get to work with all the food editors around the country, and as well as a lot of bloggers.
So tell us why Sur La Table decided to get involved with the International Food Blogger Conference.
Well, I was actually on Twitter, and I saw a tweet from Seattle Tall Poppy about needing to find some sponsors for the Food Bloggers Conference, and I was immediately intrigued and sent a message to her. I think the main reason, though, getting involved with the conference is if you were to come into our corporate office and walk down the halls or go into one of our stores and, you know, cruise through the aisles, you'll hear conversations taking place about food, what people had for dinner last night, what they're eating today, what they're going to eat tomorrow, what
Absolutely.
Restaurant they're going to go to, and, you know, recipes and, of course, equipment, because we're all about everything for cooking and serving your meal. So it's just, here we are, we have all these fabulous food writers out there and then blogging about food and cooking and baking and wine and just the whole connection with food. And it's just a wonderful partnership for us. It just makes sense.
Absolutely. And
it's a great opportunity to meet the food bloggers face-to-face, because when you're online, you know, just the connection that you can have online is terrific, but it's also wonderful to be able to actually stand with somebody and talk with them and just enjoy the present moment.
So how is your company involved with the conference specifically?
Well, we're this premier sponsor. We have got some amazing vendors that we work with, and we partner with them to provide some of the best gift bags I've ever seen. And also there's some items in there that are going to be coming out in the fall. We've placed orders on them. So they'll be previewing some products, and they'll be able to take them home, test them out, and get some information from us about the products and connect up with us about future opportunities.
Great. So any sneak peeks about what's in those gift bags?
I can tell you
that. Or will you have to kill me?
I can tell you that there's something from Shun.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for being so so secretive about it.
There's also some door prizes that we're providing, and one that I call the poobah of all door prizes.
Nice.
It's really fantastic. And that's from Nespresso.
Oh, I love Nespresso.
And someone's going to be very happy with that door prize. And then in addition to that, we have a wine club, and we're providing wine for the wine and cheese tasting event.
How does the vision of your company align with the vision of the conference and or foodista.com?
Well, the conference is for people who are about passionate and dedicated to writing about food. And for many of us, It's how we make our living. So we look at the conference as it's just a great connection. Each of us has a connection with food and with others, and this is going to help all of us improve our knowledge and improve our brands, whether the brand is you, the individual, or the brand is the company.
Right.
We've hosted a blog before when we launched our baking book, which actually was nominated for a James Beard Award and for an IACP Award, and went and walked away with the IACP Award, which we were thrilled with.
It's not too shabby.
No, that's the Art of Soul in Baking that Cindy Mouché wrote, and we partnered with Cindy, and we had a blog on our site. So we want to expand that area for our company, and so this is a great opportunity for myself and my my business associate, Rebecca Burgess, who will be attending the conference with me, and for us to both increase our knowledge and bring that back to our company and hopefully be able to better connect with our customers and with the greater, you know, food blogging community.
Perfect. So is there a particular part of the conference that you're most excited about?
I just think the whole conference is exciting, and it's just great to be able to give back to such a dynamic community. I think the synergy that's going to be created by having all these amazing writers in the same room is just going to be amazing. It's going to be a great opportunity to introduce Sur La Table to the food bloggers and just to be there. It's just, I'm so pleased that we could come in during the first year, and I hope that we'll be able to participate with it.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Susanna.
Oh,
we really appreciate it.
Oh, great. Well, thanks. I'm so looking forward to the conference, and it's been great working with Foodista, and we hope to actually do some other work with Foodista in the future.
Great.
So,
well, I'm sure we will all run into you this weekend. We're all
great.
Excited.
Can't wait
ourselves
to meet you.
Fantastic. Well, thank you.
My name is Molly Weisenberg. I write a food blog called Orangette. And I also write a column for Bon Appetit magazine, and I have a book that just came out called A Homemade Life.
Tell us a little bit about your involvement with the IFBC conference that foodista.com is putting on.
Well, I'm going to be speaking about sort of my process of moving from doing a blog to writing a book, and kind of all the various things that that I learned along the way, and hoping to share some of that knowledge and help make the path a little easier for other people who want to do the same thing.
Absolutely. So what do you expect attendees to take away from your session, blog to book, getting your writing on paper?
Well, I mean, I hope that people will come away feeling inspired. If they want to write a book, I hope that they'll come away feeling inspired and a little bit more empowered as to how to do that. But I also, the picture is not totally sunshine and roses. the publishing industry is not at its strongest right now.
Right.
So I want to be realistic about that too, because not all of us that might have gotten published, 5 years ago, even 3 years ago, are going to find it as open a door now.
Do you find it more competitive at this point, or less competitive? Are there more people out there, trying to do the same things that you've accomplished?
There's certainly an increasing interest in food. I would say, all of the books that have come out in recent years, Michael Pollan's books about sort of ethical eating and sustainable eating, all kinds of things. I think that, there's a real dialogue in the mainstream these days about food, and a real interest in food that to me feels somehow new or fresh or like it's stronger than it's been before. So I do think there are more of us than ever before who want to write about food and want to make a livelihood around food and writing about it.
Absolutely.
And certainly food bloggers, my gosh, there's so many of us, and that number only gets bigger every day.
Well, based on the response for the International Food Bloggers Conference, I mean, it seems, they sold out pretty quickly without virtually any promotion. So clearly there's a lot of people out there who are interested in blogging about food. So since you started orangette.com, what changes have you seen in the food blogging community?
Well, I started it when there were relatively few blogs. At the time, I thought there were quite a good number, actually. But in retrospect, the community has just exploded, and it's so exciting to see just the amount of excitement that is shared around food and the incredible amount of knowledge that's floating around out there. So for me, it just feels like an incredible community, and certainly I was aware of a community when I started it, but it's you know, nothing like the very, very vibrant, exciting community that's out there today.
So you think that a lot of these new media tools are contributing to the building of these communities?
Absolutely, for sure. I mean, and not just blogs, really. You know, all of the social networking tools. I feel like people who might sort of get to know each other through blogs or might start following blogs will then take that conversation over into other places on the internet.
Absolutely.
Which is really exciting.
Fantastic. So obviously, besides your session, like, which part of the conference are you most excited to be a part of or to see?
I was just talking this morning with Carrie Oliver, who is going to be on a panel, I believe, on the last day. She's talking about, she's on a panel with, I think, five producers who are doing really interesting work with various different foodstuffs. And she's going to be talking about beef. And she has a real way of talking about the beef industry that, for me, was really illuminating. I realized how little I understand about the flavor of beef and the nuances of different types of cattle, rather cows, I guess.
Right.
I don't really know what the right word would be, but anyway.
Cows, cattle, it works for us.
Yes. Anyway, so I would, you know, if I were going to be able to be there on the second day, I would be really excited about going to that panel and really learning more about people who are doing really, really interesting, really involved and exciting stuff with different foods that they're passionate about.
Definitely. We very much appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today. This is a Porter Novelli production. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check back here after the conference to download the podcast for each of the sessions.